It was sold with plenty of promise.
That is Australia's ticket.
A ticket to freedom.
So we can get back to the things we love.
But so far, the $1.5 million app has hardly helped.
There haven't been new contacts identified through the use of the COVID app.
Victoria, New South Wales, South Australia and Tasmania yet to pick up a single close contact from the app who hadn't already been identified by contact tracers. And in Queensland and Western Australia, not one confirmed case had downloaded the app.
The COVID-19 app is not working as we hoped it would because too few people have downloaded it.
Other states say tracing has been easier because cases have been in hotel quarantine. But in Victoria, the virus is spreading in the community, and of the 568 cases confirmed since the app was launched, just over 30 had downloaded it.
It will help protect you. It will help protect your family.
The UK government's not convinced that apps are the right tool.
But no country currently has a functioning track and trace app.
I can't speak to those comments.
Australia's app doesn't notify users, only state governments, when someone has been in contact with a patient. And Nine News has been told, in some cases, the app didn't gather any data at all.
The federal government is adamant the app is working, insisting the country's low case numbers is limiting how effective the app could be, and says it will be more useful as more restrictions are lifted and more people stand around each other.